Oh, hey there. Welcome to another episode of the Favor Ojika podcast. My name is Favor Ojika. I have something for you today, a very sweet story. Now, picture this. Imagine waking up and you can't feel your arms, you can't feel your legs, you know, you can't talk, you can't breathe, and you're literally somewhere else. Just imagine that for a second. Scary, right? Very scary. But sometimes that is the reality of many people that we don't know about. And most times we are so drawn into what we think should be happening that we fail to see what is literally in front of us. Today I'm going to be talking about the art of Thanksgiving. And it might not necessarily be what you thought it's going to be, but I'm hoping it actually speaks to you in one way, shape, or form. So, grab a snack, get comfortable, and join me as we delve into this journey together. I promise it will be worth it. This is the Favor Ojika podcast, and today it will be all about Thanksgiving. Now let's get started. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. It's been a while. I sang. I don't even know if I can sing anymore. I honestly listen to music. That's about it. And I go about my day. But just so you guys know, I used to be a rock star, you know, back in the day. I'm kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. I used to be a choir mistress in secondary school. For those of you that are my secondary school folks that know me, you know that I'm not lying. It was for FCS. I can't even remember what our fellowship was called at the time. No, it was FCS. We had YCS and FCS. FCS was Fellowship of Christian Students for all the other denominations. YCS was Young Catholic Students, which was also amazing. Shout out to you if you're listening to this and you went to Federal Government College in Niger State, Nigeria. It was my alma mater. Anyways, that's not the reason why I'm talking to you guys. So if you're living in anywhere across North America, especially in the United States, there's a tradition called Thanksgiving. And for those of you that don't know, Thanksgiving is a time where people, families most especially, you know, set aside a day, which is usually, I think, the last Thursday, second to the last Thursday in the month of November. I hope I'm saying this correctly, where they cook a meal, say grace, and say everything that they're thankful for, they eat. Most times the food usually involves turkey and everything else. You have cornbread. The black families have their own special recipes. The African families where I come from have their special recipes. The Caucasians, you know, folks also have their own special recipes. But all in all, the one significant thing that everyone in their family tries to eat is turkey, okay? And they kind of say what they're thankful for, which is the underlining thing. Now, Thanksgiving happened last week Thursday, and I'm sorry this podcast episode is kind of coming late. Boy, has this month been an interesting month for me. I've been trying to collect my thoughts. but I found out that prior to the actual day of Thanksgiving, I kept wondering, what am I thankful for? And I know the usual thing when people say, oh, I'm thankful for life, I'm thankful for family, I'm thankful for friends, and blah blah blah. For some reason, I kept struggling with one particular thing that I wanted to be thankful for. I wanted to find a big thing to say, oh yeah, this is what I did. And funny enough, I did come up with one thing. And that was, oh, I'm very thankful that this year I was able to travel. Because for those of you that have been following me for a while that know some of my story, you know how it's been kind of interesting being in this country for a very long time and not really having the leisure. Yeah, I call it leisure of traveling out. Not until, you know, I got myself a little situated with, you know, my visa situation. But up until then, for a decade, if not more, I've always felt stuck in a place. Not because I couldn't travel, but because I was scared of coming back and, you know, readjusting into life as I've known it for the last 10 years. And so it was kind of a big thing for me this year. Like, the one big thing I wanted to do was travel out of the country. To be honest, I didn't even care where. I didn't care where. But it just so happened that so far I've been to, or I'm going to go to, total 4 extra countries this year. And which brings my total travel in my life, almost 28 years of life, to 6 countries, which is technically not bad. Not that anyone is counting. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do that even. But my point with this episode was, not until I could actually pinpoint that one thing, I really, really struggled. It was so hard to see the blessings in front of me because I did not count them as significant enough. I didn't count them as big enough. I mean, I was aware of them, but I didn't count them big enough to say, oh, this is worth celebrating, or this is worth something I could be thankful for. Last year I had something to be thankful for. Last year I saw my family after a decade. So I was like, yeah. Oof, amazing. And this happened post literally after Thanksgiving. I was able to go home. I didn't even see that blessing because, yeah, 1 year later, everybody's happy by the grace of God. Our family, our entire extended family, has grown bigger. I didn't see that. We've had more marriages. We've had babies. But personally, for me, because in more ways than none, in few areas of my life, I felt stuck. So because of that, I could not see the obvious blessings that were in front of me. And I'll tell you some of them. The fact that I'm sitting down here today, I've had countless migraines that are big enough to literally give somebody a cause to worry. I wanted to say something else, but just like, no, I'm not speaking negativity over my life. So migraines that were big enough to, you know, literally hold someone's life. And it's been horrible, but I'm thankful that I'm alive, sitting down here recording this episode. Sometimes those migraines are so bad that I literally have to take the day off, an entire sick day, because I can't function. I can't sit in front of the screen. My family is well. We've grown bigger. We've grown tighter. We've grown closer. Myself and my siblings have grown closer. Our communication has been better. My relationships with my friends, although a few rocky, has also been good in their own way. I've learned a lot. I'm still growing in that aspect. Me as a person, I've been learning a lot about myself. A lot of things that I usually take for granted. A lot of things that I'm absent-minded about. I'm thankful for that ability to realize it or to take some sort of accountability for a bunch of my mistakes so far. My work, I'm grateful for my work. I'm grateful for the ability to have good people that I work with every single day. I'm grateful for this podcast platform that I've been trying to revamp and grow and trying to be more creative in the way I deliver the episode to you guys. all these things are obvious things, but because they are subtle, because they are not big, because BS prior, you know, it was a thing of, oh, I did not have a job and then I had a job. Oh, I could not buy a laptop. Oh, I was able to buy a laptop. Oh, I couldn't, you know, save this or do this and then I was able to do that. Like, because there were not that obvious massive changes in my life, I didn't see the need to call it or to say it's something I'm thankful for. And for that, I literally had to take a halt and think about it again and be like, why is that the case? This year, my brother graduated from grad school after spending not a lot of time in Canada. You know, he was able to finish his program on time. My sister started college in Canada. So I just thank God for the means to be able to, you know, do all of that. And like I said, because they were not big enough and they were not happening to me in the way that I expected it to happen, I didn't think it was massive enough to call out or shout out. So I'm saying this episode to talk to somebody out there that didn't really see the need to consider this something. You know, you did not really think about it as something that you should be mindful of. I want to let you know that up until the minute that I sat down and thought about recording this episode, I was a hypocrite too. I did not see the need to say I'm thankful for these things, no matter how they may look, because they're not in perfect condition. I didn't see the need to say I was thankful for them, but truly, God knows my heart, I am very, very thankful. I see that it's not just feeling thankful. You have to say you're thankful, because, you know, feeling it, saying it makes it a real thing, a real emotion. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling that way, or if you're feeling kind of lost with your testimonies or lost with things that, you know, you can't see, thank God for life and don't just make it blankets. Try to be specific, you know, try to really mean it in your heart. Like, I'm very thankful to be alive. There are many people that wished to be here. And I'll give you another testimony. My birthday is coming soon. And again, in the spirit of reflection, I've been just thinking, and there are days where I have fears of what tomorrow might look like, and I have to combat that with, you know what, you know, it's going to be fine, God will handle it, I'll be fine. And most times I do that with my need to consciously or unconsciously want to control how I'd like my future to look like. But I've been learning lately to just literally do my best and leave the rest. Like, there was somebody that I know about, a friend of my brother's, that was celebrating his birthday, and he literally had his friends over. Some people traveled, came back from out of the country, and he wanted to host them. And literally the night before his birthday, like, they went to the club and he came back in the middle of the night. On his way home, let's say that day was his birthday, the morning of, he got into a car accident where he was with two other people. The two other people survived and he did not survive. That was a blow for two of my brothers that literally just saw him. That was the first time they knew somebody that close that passed away from them, and it was a shock, and it took a while to, like, get them to, you know, start feeling something again, because that was the most spooky thing ever. And when they tell people to say, oh, be thankful for life, be thankful for growth and blah, 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 we literally take it for granted. This boy was very young, he was in his 20s, so full of life, bursting with energy, just an amazing young individual from what I heard, because I don't know him personally. And for some strange reason, he went home sooner than expected. And I'm not saying that we are better than people, because at the end of the day, it's God's grace that keeps us alive, you know. And as much as they tell you, oh, you know, cherish every moment, do this, do that, you hear all these motivational speakers, sometimes we do that for a while and other times we forget and then we just go to bed and then tomorrow is another day, right? But the whole point of this episode is to give you a moment to just breathe and reflect and think about things slightly differently. And even though you don't see those things as big things, be grateful that you have a chance to do it all over again. You have the chance to try again. You have a chance to see things a little bit differently. You have a chance to, you know, have a different perspective on life and try again. So I want to say, you know, take that as you will, but we need to get into the habit of feeling thankful for things, even things that we don't see, because that will go a long way. I'm trying. I'm not talking to you as an expert as usual. I'm trying my best. And I just thought to share so you could try too. At the risk of making this episode super long, just be thankful. And think of your reasons why you're thankful. Really, really think about those reasons. And that will inform your art of Thanksgiving. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. The intention was not to make it super long. Please let me know your thoughts. Send me your voice messages. Send me your thoughts on this episode. What are you thankful for? What did you celebrate with your family? Did you celebrate by yourself or with people? Let me know. And don't forget to rate this podcast, like, share with your friends. And yeah, until I come your way next time, please do not forget to always, always let love lead. And I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.